Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia, hour number one. Remember, we're here until 8 o'clock this evening. You know, when you take a look at some of the talent here in South Florida, you wonder how people watch them and how they emerge. Well, one of the players who has really hit the ground running, not that he wasn't a talent before, but this year as a junior, he has developed himself into one of the best players in the country. A lot of people are looking at him for the class of 2026. He is a running back. He is a linebacker. He has been a pleasant surprise for Shaman Amadonna. We welcome in Derek Cooper. Derek, thanks so much for taking the time.
Appreciate you for having me.
Derek, what kind of, I mean, this has all happened so fast. I mean, this, I remember over at the, I believe it was the Under Armour camp, you were taking some balls out of the backfield and everybody kept coming over and say, hey, who is this kid? Who is this kid? He's got size, he's got speed. But you've had this before. I mean, it's just that not all these people have watched you before. Talk about it, because you really virtually, to a lot of people, have really came out of nowhere. But that's not true, because you were this type of player in youth football league. You were this type of player the last couple of years at Cardinal Gibbons. Talk about how fast this has come and how you've taken it.
Well, it's been very fast. You know, it's been very overwhelming. But, you know, I just keep my head down and grind through it. You know, I was at Cardinal Gibbons my freshman and sophomore year playing running back and, you know, some safety. Then, you know, I took that turn. You know, I took that choice to move to Chaminade, and it's just been the best decision I made so far.
I mean, I don't know how much you remember because you're probably so young, but there was a guy who once lined up at Shaman Amadonna named John Beeson, who played at the University of Miami, played in the NFL. When he was at Chaminade, he was a tremendous linebacker, but he was also a running back. You're doing the same thing. Against Miami Norland, while you played an amazing defense, you also split some time at running back. Talk about the positions. I mean, because obviously at the next level, you won't be able to do both. But right now, you're getting a chance to run the ball. You're getting a chance to play linebacker. What is more exciting for you?
You know, I love both of them. So, you know, running back is fun. Linebacker is fun. You know, safety is fun, too. But I just love it all. They're just all fun. I just got to choose where I'm going to play in college.
Obviously, there you've had a lot of programs, big time Georgia and Auburn, which you're, I believe, going to this week for a visit. Florida, everybody's been on you. When do you start making those decisions? Do you do it in the off season? Because obviously, you're going to probably want to go in early when you do. So you're going to have to kind of make it this. Are you going to try to visit as many schools over the next year as possible?
Yes, sir. I'm probably going to have a decision, I don't know, anytime, probably next year.
Derek Cooper joins us, junior, class of 2026. He's a linebacker. He's a running back. He's been a tremendous boost to this team. Talk about playing for Shaman Amadonna. This is a program, obviously, looking to go to the ninth straight state championship game. They had a lot of talent last year that went on to Power Four schools, which a small school like that usually doesn't recover so easy from. But you guys have been able to do it, you know, on offensively, defensively. Preston Wright has come forward as a quarterback. Wide receivers who I think are among the best in the state. An offensive line that's kind of rebuilt. Defensively, you have some kids up front. Secondary strong. Talk about this team, because obviously got off to a tough start against St. John Bosco, a nationally rated team, and then losing to Ely, really, because that was a transition period. But the last couple of games against Edison and Norland, you guys have gotten back on track. Talk about the expectations, because obviously the expectations are to put another trophy in that case.
Well, you know, we're a very strong team, you know, with a lot of transfers as myself. So, you know, we have to take the time to build the chemistry together, you know, get to know each other, you know, bond with each other. So after, you know, those first couple weeks, we started to, you know, bond, you know, get right with each other. Then that's when it just took off.
Yeah, and obviously it really has. Talk about the one thing, too, in the last game, you guys are the most exciting game was American Heritage. It seemed like the last team with the ball was going to win the game. you got an opportunity to go against a really good defense, and at the same time, you had a chance to go against a really good offense. What was it like to play a team that's so good on both sides of the ball that kind of tests you?
Well, you know, in practice, we studied them a lot. You know, coaches, you know, going through it with us. You know, they're a very strong team, so we have to be mentally and physically prepared for that game, which we were. So that's why we came out with the win.
Yeah, no doubt. Before I let you go, talk a little bit about Coach Jones. Here's a guy that has been there, done that. He's coached a lot of high-level kids that have played in the NFL as well as on to college. What is it like to play for somebody like that? Because I know he's disciplined, but at the same time, he treats you as one of the guys.
You know, it's tough, but it's amazing because, you know, he's such a great coach. You know, learning so much from him, soaking up so much information from him. You know, I've been talking to coaches because of him. It's just been very good. You know, he's a great coach, very hard coach.
Yeah, no doubt. This weekend is Auburn. Obviously, it'll be a nice visit. All of them are really nice visits. Again, congratulations on what has been a great year so far. We'll get a chance. You guys are playing a really challenging schedule. You got Western this week. You got Monarch. You still got St. Thomas down the road. Certainly, I know you enjoy playing against some of the best. That's where you get your notoriety from. Derek, thanks so much for taking the time. Appreciate you adjusting your dental appointment for us, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. Derek Cooper, Justin Jr., just remember that name. He may be one of the best in the country by next year. This kid's a big-time kid, about 6'1", 190. That's going to do it for hour number one. Please do not go away. We've got you covered up until 8 o'clock this evening.